Welcome to the Best 5-Minute Wine Podcast. I'm your host, Forrest Kelly. From the seed to the glass, wine has a past. Our aim at the Best 5-Minute Wine Podcast is to look for adventure at wineries around the globe. After all, grape minds think alike. Let's start the adventure. Our featured winery is... We venture to Hill City, South Dakota, the oldest existing city in Pennington County, a 15-minute mule ride from Mount Rushmore, and about 70 miles from Belfort, South Dakota, which is the geographic center of the United States.
Hi, this is Angela from Prairie Berry Winery. I am the Director of Sales and Marketing.
Hello, Angela. I've heard of a Rocky Mountain oyster, but what is a prairie berry?
It came from our winemaker, Sandy Voida's family heritage, actually. In the late 1800s, her family, who had been making wine in Europe, immigrated to the plains of South Dakota. When they got here, there wasn't much to make wine from, obviously, no grapes or anything of that nature. So her great-great-grandmother, her name was Anna Pasha, she started picking berries and choke cherries and buffalo berries, anything that she could find on the prairie of South Dakota, and she would refer to them as prairie berries. That story has been passed down for 5 generations and the winemaking tradition. And so when Sandy and her father and husband decided to start this business, it was easy to decide on the name, Prairie Berry.
So Anna Pasha comes here from Europe. What time frame in American history are we talking about?
1876. That was about the time in South Dakota with Deadwood was coming up, and Wild Bill and Calamity Jane, and they happened to immigrate to the north central plains of South Dakota, near Mobridge. Today is what's Mobridge, South Dakota, not far from there.
So 1876, so was she doing this for commercial reasons or just doing it because of that's what they did in her heritage?
To do it for themselves, certainly, yep. It was the tradition. The women in the family would make the wine. Of course, in the cold plains of South Dakota, it's probably something they wanted to continue. Her husband would go down to the banks of the Missouri River and cut down oak trees, actually, and make her wine barrels so that she could continue producing wine just for the family.
So your winemaker, Sandy, is a 5th-generation winemaker, and she picked it up from her father, Ralph. Tell me about that.
So he was making wine in his basement in Mobridge, South Dakota, long before the winery started, and she was a young girl learning the ways, and it just became a passion for her. And her and her husband Matt and Ralph, her dad, decided in the late 1990s it was time to make it real and start an actual business with it. We just celebrated our 20th anniversary as a winery last year. 1999 was our first vintage, so to speak, of wine. Now, 20 years later, we are one of the most award-winning wineries in the region. So we've won over 1,000 international awards for our wine.
That concludes part one of our interview with Angela from Prairie Berry Winery. In our next episode, we'll learn about how a mistake can accidentally turn into an award-winning product.
Will somebody answer that phone?
It's time, boys and girls, for our listener voicemail.
Hi, it is Sarah, and I'm calling from Coon Rapids, Minnesota. I am interested in wineries in the United States, and I am curious, how many female-owned wineries are there?
There's a lot of different variables that go into that question. What is ownership? 51% or 50%? Is it all based on monetary reasons or knowledge? I reached out to Amy Bess Cook of WowSonoma.com, an organization which focuses on women-owned wineries, and she told me that nearly 600 out of the 10,000 wineries here in the United States are female-led. Thank you for listening. I'm Forrest Kelly. This episode of the Best 5-Minute Wine Podcast was produced by iHizzer. If you like the show, please tell your friends and pets and subscribe. Until next time, pour the wine and ponder your next adventure.
Hi, before you go, we have exciting news.
The Best 5-Minute Wine Podcast has teamed with a breakthrough technology
and added a new feature on our website
that's bound to elevate your podcast experience.
Here is where we need your help. Trying to remember something from an episode?
Don't worry.
Search for it, and we will find it for you. Have you ever thought you could just ask questions and chat about the episodes as if you were talking to me?
Well, now you can. That's right. Our episodes are now interactive, and they're waiting to have a conversation with you.
Jump into a chat with our podcast, and let's get the conversation started. Try it out and tell us what you think.
Click on the banner at the top of the website, thebestwinepodcast.com, to try it.